Who'd think slow drivers are a test of your character, patience, and salvation? For real though, you know it never fails. When you need to get somewhere fast, you're running late, you're in a hurry, that is when it seems like everyone and their dog all of a sudden decides to take a scenic drive with no rush or cares. Come close, I have a confession, and my wife will attest to this. There are times when driving and we don't have somewhere to be that I become that slow driver. Yeah, I'm guilty, and there's times it frustrates my wife so much, and I'm sure those behind us probably feel the same way. I've never thought about guardrails when I'm driving slow or I'm behind a slow driver, but I can remember growing up, we went to this trip one time to Hot Springs, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and we were on these winding mountain roads, and in those moments, I was terrified because there were no guardrails, and I could see huge cliff sides on the edge of the road. See, there are two scenarios. One, where guardrails feel unnecessary, and two, where you're hoping that they are there because it feels like a matter of life and death. See, guardrails are one of those things that you don't notice until you need them. And the thing about guardrails is they aren't needed when you go down Main Street, small town USA. But they are strategically placed in areas of high speed, natural, or man-made hazards. And in the highways of our lives, we need guardrails and boundaries for natural and man-made disasters, especially for the distractions that keep us from our true calling and purpose. The stats show that less deaths happen when guardrails are in place. Guardrails don't completely eliminate the damage from accidents, but they drastically eliminate the damage of the person involved in the accident. Sure, the vehicle may be destroyed, but the people aren't. Over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the importance of guardrails, the importance of boundaries in your life. Maybe you're watching it or listening to this now and you're thinking, Red, I don't need guardrails in my life. And I would say, yeah, if you're living in small town, Main Street, 30 miles per hour driving, straight road life, sure, you're not going to need those guardrails. But if you're living out your purpose and calling and your destiny, you will definitely need those guardrails, those boundaries in place for you to excel, to grow, to go to the next level. See, boundaries aren't there to limit us or hold us back. They are to direct and protect us. You see, the guardrails are put in place before the accidents happen. So therefore, in your life, in your business, we should prepare for problems and challenges now and put the boundaries and guardrails and take the steps necessary to ensure that when those things come, and they will come, we are most prepared. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. The best time to build your faith is not when you need the miracle, but before it. There's two challenges I want to talk to you about today, and the first being man-made challenges. These are like light poles and drainage ditches. See, in Psalms 119:110, it says, have done their best to throw me off track, but I will not deviate from what I have been told to do. By the time that you turn 17, you've heard no, you can't at least 150,000 times, compared to hearing, yes, you can, a mere 5,000 times. So what words do you think you believe most? The enemy has done his best to put lies in your mind to tell you how you're not good enough. You're never going to make it. Your business is going to fail. Your marriage is going to end up in divorce. You're going to be just like your dad. And guys, if we're going to do what God has called us to do, we've got to get to a place where we know firmly, without a shadow of a doubt, what God's word says about us. I love this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, whatever course you decide upon, there's always someone to tell you that you're doing it wrong. Here's the thing, is I want to let you know this, that if you find yourself in a series of life where it seems like everybody is telling you how it's not going to work out, you found yourself with some pretty good company. From Noah to Moses to Samson, every person in the Bible that did something great and extraordinary were also surrounded by a whole lot of people with man-made obstacles, telling them all the reasons why it won't work out. Let me tell you, for every one negative word, there's God's word against it. And his word trumps any negative word that's been told over you. And there are times in our lives when we need to put those guardrails up to say that I'm not going to go over there. I'm not going to mess with those type of people that are only there to tell me what I'm not instead of telling me what I am. I'm not going to listen to it. And I'll just tell you that if you know that person is constantly criticizing you, unfriend them. Why let them come up on your For You page and get into your heart? If you find yourself constantly rehearsing it with them, well, stop going over to their house for dinner or meeting them for coffee. What are you doing? You're putting up guardrails. I'm not going to let myself get into a man-made obstacle. You can tell them, I love you so much, but we're not going to be able to have coffee together. Because the last time that we got together, I was depressed for 2 weeks after I hung out with you. It's not being mean. What is it doing? You're putting up a guardrail to set a clear, concise boundary. The next thing is natural-made obstacles. This is when bad things happen to us. Too often, we let one single setback define our journey, allowing this one bad break to dictate our entire narrative. It's vital to remember that failure is not the end, but a step towards success. Take Stephen King, for instance. Facing rejection for 30 publishers, he threw away his first book in the trash, but thanks to his wife taking it out and encouraging him, he persevered. Today, his books have sold over 300 million copies. This teaches us a crucial lesson. Don't allow others to chart your path or limit your potential. Your destiny is way too valuable. It is not up to the opinions of others to decide what you're going to be. We've all experienced moments of doubt where critiques from others shadow our belief in ourselves. I recall a time after I rapped at an event, and afterwards, a visitor's harsh words threatened to derail me. My mentor, however, stood by my decision to pursue my dreams, affirming my space. Such experiences remind me that our value and capabilities are not for others. You've got nothing to prove. God has already called and created you for such a time as this. Facing obstacles is an integral part of our life journey. While man-made barriers challenge our resolve, natural obstacles test our faith. Yet they offer an opportunity for growth and a testament to our faith. Take Moses and the splitting of the Red Sea, an insurmountable barrier turned into a pathway through faith. Such stories underline the importance of steadfast belief in the face of adversity. I think about this story of this woman. She wanted a parrot because she wanted a parrot that would talk to her. She just goes to the pet store. She gets the cage. Well, the parrot doesn't talk. So she goes back and she tells the shopkeeper, hey, I've got this parrot and it's not talking. He goes, well, the parrot loves a mirror. They love to see themselves. So she went out and she bought a mirror and she goes home and she sets it up. And then a few days go by and she's talking to the parrot and the parrot does not talk. So she goes back to the store and she says, he's not talking. And the shop owner goes, you need a ladder. He just needs a ladder. Get him a ladder and he'll start talking. So she buys the ladder. She goes home. She puts the ladder and still the parrot's not talking. She goes back to the shopkeeper a few days later and he says, your parrot just needs a swing. Now that he has a swing, a ladder, a mirror, this parrot's got to start talking like crazy. A few days goes by and the woman comes back in to tell the shopkeeper. And she goes, well, my parrot died. And he goes, your parrot died? What happened? Like everything was going so good. You got the mirror, you got the ladder, you got the swing. He goes, did your bird ever talk before it died? And she said, yeah, he did talk. He said, do they sell any food at the store you keep going to? And I thought about how our own lives, we've got mirrors that we're looking at because we want to look like everybody else. We've got ladders that we've built for ourselves, trying to climb to the next level of success. We've got swings that we put in our lives to try to entertain us. And the one thing we've neglected is our soul. We're so busy doing all the things for all the people that we've neglected the most important part, and that's our soul. Friend, let me just tell you that this right here, this is the most important thing that you can do. If you don't have time to spend with God, then maybe you're just spending a little too much time on things that don't matter. Maybe it's time that you slow down. You are so stressed out. You're so run by man-made obstacles and natural made obstacles. You're living this life everybody else wants you to live, doing things that everybody else wants you to do. Some of you are so consumed with work and the natural obstacles of trying to get your business off the ground, trying to go to the next level. And the one thing that you are neglecting is your family. The one thing that you're neglecting is your soul. When's the last time that you just got quiet? Like no cell phone. No, I know that's crazy, right? No TV. I know, even more insane. and you just got a place where you quieted your soul. See, when you start doing that, all of a sudden, everything else the Bible says, seek ye first his righteousness and all things will be added on to you. See, some of us are so busy out trying to get success without God, trying to get better finances without God, trying to have a healthy marriage without God, trying to have healthy relationships without God, trying to overcome the financial crisis without God. And friend, you can do all that, but let me just tell you, you'll end up like the parrot. You'll have a cage full of the toys and all the things, but at the end of it all, you've missed the one part that was the most important. And I want to challenge you today. I feel it so strong that some of you are bringing your success to God thinking he's proud. And he's actually asking you today to come back to your first love. You've been trying so hard not to become what other people call you and trying to overcome the natural limitations that you've forgotten the one thing, the most important thing, and that's Jesus. He says, come back to your first love. Come back to that time. Do you remember that time? That time that you longed to be in his word? He's saying, come back to that place today. And in closing, let this be your call to action, to build those guardrails, to set those boundaries in your life, to weather the obstacles, to connect with this community, and to keep our relationship with God at the center of it all. It's through these commitments that we stand to achieve not just success, but fulfillment and a deeper connection with God. With that said, don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tips tailored to entrepreneur dads just like you. Or you can click this video to keep learning more. And until next time, you're doing better than you think. I'm praying for you, friend. Now let's go live better than best and conquer this week.